Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Cannell, for today, June 15th. I'm excited about tonight's show, but before we get into tonight's show, let me remind everyone that the call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. And if you have a question or comment, please press the option to speak with the host. And right now I'm going to turn it over to my sister Denise, and she has some good news for us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty Lounge. Just to remind you all, we are also taking your questions on our tweet chat using the hashtag Beauty Lounge. You can also find us by using Beauty Talk, hashtag Beauty Talk. But just to get into the tweet chat on Twitter, you can join us by using the hashtag Beauty Lounge, and we'll be taking your questions and your comments there. But I wanted to give you all some more information about Fame Expo, because that's coming up in a couple of weeks. So I just want to briefly give you some more detailed information. And then also I'm going to turn it back over to Janice just in case she wants to mention anything about the Famous Nails competition. Fame Expo will be taking place at the Pasadena Convention Center in Pasadena, California. The 2014 show hours this year will be Saturday, the 28th. There'll be pro-only hours at 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Again, these are for professionals only in those 2 hours. The general admission will open up at 10:30 a.m. through 5 p.m., so that will be for anybody, professionals, students, anybody. Sunday, June 29th, pro only is from 9:30 to 10 a.m. It's not a complete hour, it's just half hour, from 9:30 to 10 a.m. And general admission will be from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that's on Sunday, June 29th. What is Fame Expo, you ask? Because most people are wondering that. Fame Expo is the Professional Hair and Makeup Expo. It is the ultimate event for savvy beauty professionals, students, and anyone interested in the latest trends for hair and makeup. With leading brands, the latest products, and the hottest new treatments under one roof, Fame Expo is the best place to brush up on all things beauty. So it won't just be makeup, but it will be makeup, hair, photography, nails, Anything related to the beauty industry, you can get it at Fame Expo. Get your tickets now for the master classes held at Fame Expo. The master classes offer students the opportunity to supplement their skills with new techniques, insight, and experiences that will take their careers to the highest levels. This year's master classes are as follows. On Saturday, you have Kelly Peach and High Fashion Hair. The cost of that class is $275. You have makeup artist Todd McIntosh teaching Hollywood period beauty. The cost of that class is $295. And on Sunday, you have Kelly Baker teaching the flawless brows. The cost of that class is $325. You have Richard Radstone with Creative Mind Camp. Again, that's Creative Mind Camp. And the cost of that class is $85. And that's for anybody, a hairstylist, makeup artist, nail techs, photographers, writers, you name it. Whatever your career choice is, anyone can take that class. Again, it's Creative Mind Camp, and it's $85. Erica Carr, making it big in the bridal business. The cost of that class is $350. Donna Mee is teaching industry light bulb moments. Industry light bulb moments, and the cost of that class is $295. So for more details on the actual class itself, the descriptions of the class, class times, and what's necessary to bring to the class, you can check out the Fame Expo website at phameexpo.com, fameexpo.com. And you can join us, Illusions Cosmetics, that's Denise and Janice, at the Illusions Cosmetics booth, and we will be located at booth number 424 and 426. And then you can also join us in the Pro Lounge, where we will have a Beauty Talk booth set up in the Pro Lounge. And again, download BBM for Android, iPhone, and BlackBerry to follow Illusions Cosmetics as well as Beauty Talk for all the latest updates on Fame Expo and just in general. And again, we'll be giving you a list of our social networks at the end of the show. Is there anything you want to say about the nail competition?
Basically, just to go out to www.fameexpo.com to register, and we'll go into the competition in detail next Sunday. Our guest next Sunday will be Cheryl Morrill from Fame Expo, and we may have Lisa Comfort, who my partner in creating this competition. So we'll all be back next Sunday to kind of give you more details on Fame Expo as well as the competition. So we'll go into detail with that then. But again, it's going online at fameexpo.com. Okay? So again, like I said in the beginning of the show, I'm excited about tonight's show and tonight's guest. Our guest tonight, Gloria Williams, she's known as the Foot Nanny, and she's also Oprah Winfrey's manicure, so she's here to tell us all about it tonight. Welcome to the show, Gloria.
Hello. Woo! This is fun. I'm in sunny California.
I knew you were going to come in like that.
I was going to sit by the pool and, you know, just really be real L.A. today, but I said, no, I'll do it in the house. I'll sit in the house. Interview in the house. Yeah.
Well, thank you again for joining us. We really appreciate you being here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be a guest on your show. Woo! We've been trying to arrange this for a while, huh?
That's right. Well, let's start the show off. Let's just jump right into the show. I want to start it off by you just introducing and letting us know a little bit about what inspired you to become a nail technician and actually, when did it all come about, and where are you from?
Well, I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I grew up in Dixmoor, Illinois, which is a suburb. But I lived in Chicago in Hyde Park before I moved to L.A. So most of my adult life, I would say, I was in the city because I had to work in the city and I had to get around. So that's where I'm from. And I started doing nails about 24 years ago, and the industry has really it's like going full circle again. And I started off with a lot of nail art because it was safe. You know, I wasn't really good with the nails at first. I was great for teeth because I learned how to rub, what my mom used to call rub. She was from the South. And so she rubbed. Whenever someone felt ill, she rubbed them. She had liniments, ointments, some salves, whatever, she did it. When my father was in the doghouse, we would say, he would soak my mother's feet in Epsom salt and water. So that's where I really started really knowing about the touch and the rubbing and the scrubbing with feet. And so when nails came about, the idea, someone had referred my name to a nail school, and then I went and tried out for it, and it was, you know, just talked to the teacher, and I said, oh, it's a challenge, so I started doing it, and everybody said, oh, you'll be bad at it, you're not good at this, and I like a challenge because I'm a middle child, and I went on and I did it, so 25 years later, I'm still doing it, but it's interesting how I started with nail art, and now when I see, it was so hard to get, you had a certain clientele that would get that, and now it's like everywhere. And people ask me, do you do nail art? And it's so funny. God, I pretty much created a lot of this stuff. But it's made a full circle. I'm glad to see everybody's having fun with nails now. And I'm glad I stuck to being a nail tech. Stuck with it.
All right. Well, we're happy that you did, too. let's talk a little bit, because I mentioned it when I introduced you, that you are Oprah's nail tech. How did that come about?
Well, when I was doing nails, I started maybe 10 years in. I started, had a little nail shop at home, and me and my clients used to watch TV, and I would say, oh, my God, she needs me. She needs me to do her nails. I need to do her feet. I need to do her nails. And I said, one day I'm going to get to Oprah's. I'm going to get her nails, and I'm going to make her happy. So out of the blue, someone said, I was working at Mario Tricoci in the Gold Coast. I was a manager, and I had 36 nail techs under me, and we had a ball. And someone said, oh, you know, they're having a, there's going to be a show, there's going to be a spot at the Oprah show. And I said, a spot at the Oprah show? And I overheard the conversation, so I sneakily applied for it, like not letting them know I was applying for it at my job. And it was to do work in the spa, and then there was doing work in the green room. And so when I got hired, it took about 6 months to get in because they were on hiatus. And when I did get hired for one day a week, I was going to use my off day. And so the place I was working, they said, no, you can't work there. Well, unknowns to me, they had tried to put a spa inside an Oprah show. I didn't know none of this. And so they told me I couldn't work there. I was like, that's crazy. So I ended up leaving there on April Fool's Day. I remember it because they all thought it was a joke. I gave my 2 weeks' notice. I didn't want to leave, but I walked away from medical dental at 401K to go into freelancing and paying for it myself. And so I went back and applied again. I had my own salon again with a business partner. This time it was downtown. And I went back and applied again for the job. So I finally got in again. And I started working one day a week. And so for like 3 years, I did nails, and I was just focused. I said, I'm just going to work, and the opportunity is going to come, and it's going to come, and I'm just going to be ready for it. It took 3 years before I was actually in the spot at the same time that Ms. Winfrey walked in. And when she walked in, there was another girl doing her service, and I was like, oh, my gosh, she's coming in. So she came into the spot, and I saw the girl set up for a pedicure, and I thought it was crazy because normally, when I service an everyday person, who I think is amazing anyway, anybody wants to get their feet done, I love that, I set up better than what I saw. So instead of going after her and trying to say, you know, why don't you set up different and try and help this technician, I just said, well, she's on her own. I mean, hey, it's my turn. So I decided to, so I started doing Oprah's assistants and stuff, and I was already doing them. And I just simply said to them, you know, why don't you give me an opportunity? Can you just tell her, give me a chance? I said, I just want to show her my work. I got some special technique I want to do on her feet. And about 3 or 4 months later, she finally came in for me. And to let you know how it is in salons, it's like a battlefield. You know, it's competition. So the salon managers friend was the girl who used to do her pedicures and nails. So now here I come. And so I heard her on the phone saying, well, you know, I can get the other technician. And they were adamant about getting me. And it was like, no, we want Gloria to do her. And so finally she came down, and I had it set up like a Four Seasons. So I learned way back in the day through a Tammy Taylor's class I took at a show that you always have two sets of implements, two sets of things, because if something happens where the brush isn't right or something falls on the floor, you want to keep going because you want to keep your timing up. And so I had it laid out. She probably thought I was crazy with all this stuff the way I had it laid out, but it was very neat. I had two of everything, and so I serviced her. I had already done celebrities before in the Gold Coast, so servicing her, I wasn't afraid. I just knew I had a lot riding on my shoulders. All my ancestors that had passed on before me, and everybody, every woman in the world was like, oh, my God, she's getting ready to open the street. So I went on, I did the pedicure. I was a little nervous. I got hot. I was a little nervous, but I just kept focused. And I did. And so after that time, she was like, ooh, Lord, girl, what was that? And so I said, that's the way I do it. Well, I wasn't Foot Danny then. You know, I didn't have that name. So I just went on and I started serving to her, and she was doing services between me and the other girls that worked at the spa for a couple of years. And then finally, one day she came in and said, only Gloria is going to do my feet. And I nearly fell off the chair. And she said, only me. So I said, okay. So I started serving to her, and then one day she asked me, hey, can you do a service for me at home? And it would be much better if you come. I'm like, yes, I can do it at home. Because she, you know, at home it's easier when after work. So I set up everything for her to have her stuff at home, and I'd start serving her at home and at the job. So it was both places. And that's pretty much it. That's how that happened.
Wow. Now, where did the name Foot Nanny come from?
Well, one day Ms. Winfrey asked me to service Mr. Graham, give him a pedicure for his birthday, Stedman. And I was nervous because I'm like, okay, now I'm getting ready to do Stedman's feet, and this is different because I was so focused on her. But I just wanted to, I never saw his feet. It was not a warm-up. This was, like, straight into the birthday. I was like, oh, my God. So I go and I surprise him for her. She sent me to her house again in Chicago, so because I lived there too. So I go to the house and I ring the doorbell and I start services, pedicure. He was all surprised and set up for it. And so he's the one who put it in my head. He said the keys to putting things together. It's a branding yourself. He said, so Gloria, what is this called? I mean, what is it that you do? I said, we mean. He said, whatever you're doing to my feet, I've never had anybody do this before. And so I was like, well, I don't have a name for it. It's just what I do. He said, well, you need to figure out a name for this. And I'm like, I do? He said, yeah, you do. And I was really struggling on how do you go from being a technician behind the scenes at Harpo and servicing Oprah Winfrey, and how do you go and reach back and help others? And and that's all her brand is built on, is about helping others and, you know, being positive. And I was really struggling with it, but I never told anybody. So when he said to me, you need to figure this out, and you need to figure out how to put you in a job. How do you put you in a job? I'm like, why is he asking me these questions? I am not here to be answering these questions. So I just went on and answered. He said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a book. And he gave me a book that he wrote. It's called Building Your Life Brand by Stedman Graham. And I'm like, well, who knew Stedman Graham had wrote a book about a brand? And so
right.
I guess so many people are looking at Oprah, they really just don't look at him, seeing what is this guy really about. And so I knew he had something to do with mentoring, but I didn't know it went as deep as a branding book. So he gave me the book, he autographed it, and said, this is for you. I said, okay. So he said to me, he said, Michael Jordan is a brand, Rolex, Timex, Dennis Rodman. He said, we're all brands. He said, so what makes your brand specific? I said, I don't know. All I know is I'm going to read this book. So that was it. So after I got finished, I went home and I started reading the book. And it took about 2 years from the time I serviced him until I thought of Foot Nanny. I think I wasn't really letting the book absorb into my brain. I had a lot going on, and I was trying to absorb what the book said. And so finally when it came time, when they said the show was ending, I panicked. And I really do well under pressure. I do much better than most under pressure. And so when the show was canceling, they said, well, we're not canceling, but they were stopping the show. And she was going to move on to her own network. I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? So my back was up against the wall, and I was trying to think. And so I said, I'm going to ask her. And I just said, Oprah, I just want to ask you a question. I call her Ms. Winfrey. I know everybody else calls her Oprah, like the general public. So I feel like it's better not call her Ms. Winfrey because she's my client. But she doesn't say you can call me Ms. Winfrey. I just do that, right? So I said, Ms. Winfrey, what do you think I should do with my career? I said, I'm trying to think, and I'm at a standstill. And she just asked me, what do you really want to do? I said, feet. I said, I love doing nails. I said, but feet are more challenging for most, and most technicians don't want to do a really thorough pedicure. Some of them want to do it, but they don't do the massage and the different little techniques I do. I said, I just can't figure out what to do with it. So I said, when did you know you want to be a talk show host? She said, no, I want to be a journalist. And she said, whatever happens, you have to listen to the feedback. So she kind of added a little bit more to the thought. Also, like, listen to the feedback. What do people say about you? And if you just go with that, it'll come. She said, most people think that it's hard to figure out. They say it's hard to figure out what to do, but it's right in front of them. I think she said, your purpose, your goal, everything you're supposed to do is right in front of you. If you just quiet down and just think about it, it'll come. You'll figure it out. She said, but you have to figure it out. Can't nobody figure it out for you? I said, okay. So about a month later, I was driving in the car, and I was like, what do people say about me? And so the thing that I found interesting and a lot of people don't understand is that most people don't have time to sit and get a thorough service. Most of my clients in Chicago and even in L.A. are in a hurry. Everybody's in a hurry. The only person that wasn't in a hurry was Oprah. And she really gave me 90 minutes. Nobody was giving me 90 minutes. They were like, oh, I'm in a hurry. I got to go. You know, okay, whatever. Well, the blessing came when I was asked to go out. After that conversation, I was asked to go out to Barrington, Illinois, and do nails. And I was like, well, I might as well. The show is ending. I need to build my clientele stronger. And I feel like that's the area that I could really build a clientele at the level I had at Harpo. So I went there, and I started working. Well, everybody had nannies. Everybody had a nanny. People would open up to me because they didn't know me. And I think because of that, they were more open, and I would massage their feet, and they would just start crying or telling me about themselves, and I would tell them about themselves. And they go, how did you know that? I'm like, well, I know reflexology, and I know Reiki, and I studied, you know, Thai, and I got all that, and I'm pulling this out of your feet, and that's what it's telling me. They start thinking I was some kind of psychic, and I wasn't. It was just what I know. So I start thinking about, on my drive there, what do people really say? And so I said, well, they say I never had my feet done that way. And I said, who takes care of people? Because I'm a caring person. And I started going through my mind, who takes care of people? And nannies came up, doctors. You know, when I got to nannies, I stopped. And I said, nannies. And I said, okay, feet, and then nannies, foot. And I started putting it all together. And when I thought of it, I said, and it got, and I couldn't tell anybody. See, that's the thing. Some people think when you own a .com, you own the word. No, you have to go home, go on your computer, USPTO, United States Trade and Patent Association, and you go on and you search. And I searched and I searched and I just searched, and nobody owned that name. Nobody had that name. Nobody owned the name. I searched every category. I went all around. It said no results. So then I said, okay, I need to lock it down. So I went to LegalZoom because most attorneys were asking for $5,000. And I understand why. I do. But at this point in my life and in most people's lives, who has $5,000? They can just pull up and say, we're going to take this $5,000. Right?
Right.
So I went to LegalZoom. The commercial was on. I said, well, LegalZoom has to be worth something. Every time I look up, it's on TV. So I went to LegalZoom.
Right.
And they locked it down right away. Now, I can sign 1,000, but I couldn't sign 5,000 at that moment. And I couldn't share it with no one. And so I went on and I paid LegalZoom right away. and they locked it in. And you can watch, the fun part about LegalZoom is you can watch the transactions of your word that you're trying to own. You can watch what's happening, like each day or each other, every week something changes. Like, okay, it's on its way to the USPTO, the United States Trading Patent Fund. It's on the desk. You know, you're watching, like, oh, my God, it's on the desk. So you know, and so I asked them, I said, well, can I share the word? They said, oh, yeah, you can share now. It's locked down now. And so it took 7 months for me to actually get the seal, the gold seal in the mail with the word foot nanny. And I just cried. But before the 7 months came, I had a T-shirt on. And I went to see Ms. Winfrey, and I had told her I had thought of the name 2 weeks prior to that. And I said, I thought of the name, and she said, what is it? And I said, you ready? She said, yeah. I said, foot nanny. She said, oh, my God. She's like, that's it. Well, oh, my God, that's it. She said, do you own this name? I said, yes. I said, yes, I own the name. I said, but I could not share it with you, but I knew it was, you know how you just want to tell somebody. So
right.
The next 2 weeks came. I went there with a T-shirt on that said foot nanny.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the door, and I had a box. And, I mean, what do you give Oprah Winfrey, right? So I had a box with a T-shirt in it that said foot nanny, and I had one on. So I go in the room, and I sit down, and this is how the whole tweet thing happened. So I go in the room, and I sit down, and she goes, oh, my God, it's official. Let's make a video. And I'm like, make a video. So I thought I was going in because my person at the time, the manager, said ask her for permission to use her name on your website and on your bio, you know, like you're her client, like she's your client. She took it to Jupiter. She went, oh, let's make a video. And I was like, okay. And she said, tell me what foot nanny is. And she said, I'll lead you in. I'll talk about what I'm going to talk about, and then you tell me what foot nanny is. So she produced me. So I was like, okay. So I said, wellness beyond a pedicure. That's all I can get out with my tagline. And she said, okay, if you want wellness beyond a pedicure, go to footnanny.com, and you'll feel like my feet. Well, I knew what I was doing. Some people said, you weren't ready. No, I knew what I was doing. Because I couldn't get the feedback if I didn't say it, right? She said, wait for the
feedback,
right. Correct? Okay. Mm-hmm. So the feedback came. I had 6,000 hits a day on my website. Most of my emails came from AOL, and it was old school. Everybody was giving me advice. They was like, oh, my God, you know, this is great. Great for you. Well, her Oprah giving you an Instagram or a tweet or something like that is bigger than me running around to my, yeah, well, I service her, you know.
Right.
And it just went into Jupiter. And so the feedback was, where is that foot nanny in my town? I want that. I love that. I love how it sounds. Oh, my God, I'm diabetic. I'm feeling bad. I really want this. So all the feedback came back so powerful that I knew I had something big. And so I had to sit on what I wanted to do with it for a minute because everybody was like, well, where's the foot cream? Where's the foot cream? Sell the foot cream. I said, I'm not selling the foot cream like that. I just need to wait for the feedback. And they thought I was crazy. They were like, you have got to sell the foot cream. I said, no, I don't. And I'll tell you the next part why later on in the conversation. But I didn't. I didn't do it. I'm glad I didn't do it the way everybody thought I should have done it. And it came out just right.
Well, let me ask you this, because you mentioned a little earlier in your response, you said that Stedman said, you know, no one else does this, what you do to my feet.
Right.
Can you explain a little bit to us about what is it that you do to your clients' feet? And this wellness beyond a pedicure. Explain that as well.
When I was working at different salons, and I remember one time I was working at Bliss for about almost 3 years, I used to sit next to other nail technicians, and we would sit like on a row, like side by side. And you know how you get a pedicure, and somebody, you might bring your sister with you, and then I'm doing your feet, and someone else is doing your sister. I had a way of doing feet where I just kept going. I started rubbing right in the beginning. I didn't wait until the end. You know what I mean? So I would pick someone's foot up, and I would start massaging in even if it was the sanitizing gel or whatever that was, as soon as I picked that foot up, I would immediately start massaging them. But you didn't really notice that I was massaging because I wasn't going, like, really wild with it because my coworker, we all had steps to follow. So I had to figure out a way to work in my little tricks versus, you know, and not make her look bad. So I would automatically stretch and pull because I've had Thai massages before, and I studied a couple of Thai classes, and it was really good. So I know how to stretch. So that's how I would do different things, like pull the leg, stretch the leg, where it didn't look like I was doing anything different from my coworker. But if you were getting my service, you knew something was different. You get it? I had a way of mixing scrubs and lotions different. So I would mix a scrub, not because I looked at the jar and said it was a scrub. I would look at the fact that is it a sugar scrub? Is it a coarse salt scrub? And I knew which scrub felt the best on someone's skin. You know, I didn't want you to feel like, oh, that hurts. And I pay attention to that through the years of what hurts and what doesn't hurt. So when I do private clients, I can mix whatever I wanted to mix. So when I service him, I specifically mix a scrub, I mix a foot soak, I mix the foot cream the way I want it to be. And I have the water temperature at the right temperature. Like sometimes, you know, you get in a tub and you put your feet in and it's not hot enough. It's irritating, right? So I know that from years of doing this, there's a temperature. There's a temperature, and you want your client to say, ooh, when they put their feet in. You don't want them to say, ooh, it's too hot, or, oh, can you warm it up? That means you lost the whole connection. To me, that's what it means to me. So my whole preparation. And then I use things, sometimes I use ace bandages. And people say, why do you use ace bandages? Because ace bandage to me, for what I do, it is the best way to pull toxins up from beneath the skin. So the best way for me and the fastest way is to wrap the leg in ace bandages or wrap feet. So I take sports massage to a whole nother level, you know. So I figure, well, if it's a man and he has a big foot and he's a big leg, I might as well use the bandages. So I have a whole little array of assortment of little things that I do. But that's one of the things that I was doing to him, the scrub, the massaging, and I kept going. So that's where Foot Nanny comes in as far as you asked me about that. And what's the next thing you asked me?
And I was talking about the wellness beyond a pedicure.
Okay, wellness beyond pedicure. There's so many pedicures out here. I decided I wanted my service to be the treatment. So I kick in where the pedicure ends. So Foot Nanny begins where the pedicure ends. It's wellness beyond the pedicure. So I wanted it to be a treatment because I wanted massage therapists, I wanted estheticians, I wanted nail techs, I wanted everybody in the salon that was a technician, a therapist, to be able to do the treatment as an upgrade. So I said, well, why not just be the add-on? Because most salons and spas already have their signature pedicures. They already have their signature manicures. They already have whatever it is. And they feel threatened when you come in and want to add something to a menu. So I said, okay, well, I'll be an upgrade. And I said, this will make it really simple. And I'll give it a count. So my counting, the number of strokes that I use on a pedicure or after a pedicure, what, you know, at this time it's after a pedicure, is different than the average person. Most people say, oh, yeah, I get my foot massaged. That reflexology is good. No. I created something that there is a stroke count. You have to do 2,000 strokes from foot to knee. You have to. The consumer will know, the technician will know, and the salon owner will know. And even if that technician is having a bad day, they don't have to do it because the treatment is called Foot Nanny 2,000. You have to do 2,000 strokes. You'll look like an idiot if you don't. You won't master it. It won't work. That because of years of managing male technicians and listening to all the back talking, I'm tired. I said, I got to figure out a way to make somebody in Greece or Texas massage the foot to the knee. And so my challenge was even Miss Winfrey said, I don't think you can teach anybody how to do this. I said, they may not do it exactly like me, and I can teach them how to do it like me, but they won't do it like me. That's the problem. They're going to come up with their own way, and that's fine because I want everybody to have their own craft. But if they don't do 2,000 strokes, they're going to look crazy because the service is called Foot Nanny 2000.
Hmm.
You get it?
Wow. Yeah.
You feeling it?
Yeah.
I can go. Now, just stop me if I'm going. But it was just a lot to get to this point, a lot of trial and error, a lot of listening. No one, when you go in to get your hair shampooed, you don't know what to expect. You know you probably get two rounds of shampoo. But you don't really know what to expect. And so I'm doing something that I've never heard of. I've never heard anybody, you know, tell me something different that, oh, no, so-and-so doing such and such. You don't know what to expect. Well, now with Foot Nanny 2000, it speaks for itself. You have to do it.
What, you know, as consumers or as those who go in to get pedicures, what should we know about our feet?
Well, you need to know that there's a lot going on now, but I'll make it simple. The biggest dangers now is the pedicure thrones with the jets. It sounds like it's great, looks like it's great, but it's not. Because the state board, I know in California, and I know in Chicago too, they require you to empty your tub, and then you have to run the jets for 10 minutes with a pedicure thrown, a sanitizer for those jets. You have to. And you have to run it for 10 minutes with the appropriate temperature of water that the state requires. And no one really does that because unless you have an assistant, if you have an assistant in the salon, once that person gets up, you're supposed to watch and see how they clean that tub. If they just come over and take a little spray bottle and spray it out and wipe it out, no. But now you have a choice in salons. You can say, I want a liner. I want a pedicure with a liner. You know, if you can get your own implements, Cuccio, the C-U-C-C-I-O, Stardale products, they have their own implements, you know. So you can at least order your own implements or purchase your implements out of Sally's, but take your own tools with you and use them. Let them use your tools. It's okay. When someone takes polish and cleans around the toenail with their fingernail, that's wrong. That's just wrong. You don't know what's on their nail, and you don't even know if they've nicked you. You know what I mean? So the orange wood stick is what they're supposed to use and dispose of it. If you have a metal pusher or plastic pusher of your own, let them use your implements. And I don't think most technicians now, I don't think they have a problem with that. Even the little Asian shops, the little express salons, they don't have a problem. The European girls don't have a problem. The African-American girls don't have a problem. You know, if you want to use your own tools, just hand it to them. And I think that's best. If you're diabetic, you have to be very careful about who you service, who services your feet. I'm getting ready to simplify a lot of things with my new website and my app. So that's why I'm really working hard and trying to work as fast as I can and as accurate as I can so that I can help people and help be the vehicle to point you to the right direction.
Right.
And it's good to get your feet done at least once or twice a month. I mean, if you can't afford a lot, just do it once, one good one a month, and then scrub your feet at home. But I think I have a solution to a lot of stuff that's coming up.
Well, go ahead. What are the components of a great pedicure?
You mean when you go the pedicure or the actual service pedicure?
The actual pedicure service.
You want a wonderful foot soak, so you need it's nice to see that there's some antibacterial soap used. You want to make sure the tub has a liner on it, a plastic liner, or the plastic insert. You want to bring your own tools, that would be great. But the technician should have really clearly sanitized tools. It's kind of hard to judge that now with all the things that's going on, so the best thing is to bring your own. You want to make sure you get a scrub. They use a scrub on you. A callus treatment is nice if necessary. You don't want to use a kudo blade. It's not necessary. It's illegal in most states. You don't need that. If they use a callus treatment, ask them. Say, do you have a callus treatment? And most places have them, but they might charge a little extra for it. But ask for the callus treatment, you know. And they put the callus treatment on the bottom of your feet, not on the top, because it's a glycolic acid in most of them, and you don't want to use that. And then you just want to make sure they get a nice, there's a lot of foot lotions out here, but, of course, foot nanny foot cream is the best. Okay, so you want to make sure they give you a nice massage. I would stay away from a lot of the people rubbing on your shoulders and back because they're not massage therapists, and so Nail Tech license only allow us to go from fingertip to elbow and tip of your toe to your knee. That's as far as we go. Well, I will tell you the best way to find a good spa to go to and get a pedicure. When you do find the spa, ask them if they have a steam room or a sauna or a relaxing lounge, okay? Don't go running into the door at 2 o'clock if your pedicure is at 2 o'clock. Go in an hour early. Ask them. Say, can I come in an hour early and get a robe and kind of just relax before my service? And they can say yes, because most places want you to use that area, and it's complimentary as long as you get a service.
Right.
So let's use Bliss, for example, because I used to work there. You can use Bliss Spa as an example. You go to Bliss, you make an appointment for a pedicure. You make an appointment for a manicure. You still can use their lounge. You get a service, you get the lounge. You say, you know, I want to unwind a little. So me and my sister, we're going to come about an hour early. Is it okay if we go in your lounge and relax before our service and get a little broke? Sure, you can relax. So now you get more for your money. That's the problem. A lot of people don't know how to actually make that appointment and stretch that dollar. So now you're paying maybe $45 for a wonderful pedicure. You have the lounge. In the lounge you have hot tea, you have little brownies, little cheese and crackers. It's like a little paradise. You get magazines, you can relax, you can use their products, samples, all kind of stuff. So I think that the thing is where to go. You know, even if you can't get a pedicure at a regular place, if you go for the spa and get the I'm giving Bliss some pubs, and use that relaxing lounge, oh, my God, you feel amazing. And then you can go back after the service and sit down and relax some more. Love you. I know y'all going tomorrow, right? You're signing up tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I wish.
I'm full of knowledge.
I wish. Now, tell me a little bit about, I want to hear some more about the actual cream, but tell me first a little bit about where your foot nanny salon is now, and tell me a little bit about the clientele that you service.
Okay, well, I'm in Beverly Hills. It's inside of Anastasia Salon, Beverly Hills. She's an eyebrow queen. And the clientele that I service now are women, and I do men as well. I usually get the wife first, and then she brings the husband. It's like the wife gives the green light, and she'll say, my husband will love this. I have a private room, and I also do a lot of the hair clients because we have a hair salon side of Anastasia as well. So the stylist may be doing a blow dry. I'll come over and do the manicure right there. So I do chair side manicure and chair side pedicure. So that way they can get the service. Most people want the treatment. Most people want the foot nanny treatment. So if they want the foot nanny 2000, it's $150. They get spa manicure, spa pedicure, and they also get the 2000 strokes inside of that. Now, if a person says, well, I don't want the pedicure and I just want the treatment. Okay, well, you can get for a half an hour. I'll work on you for $45. So it's $90 for an hour. So, I mean, you do the math. I mean, you might as well get the whole thing. But a lot of them don't want that. They just want the service. You know, they don't want the pedicure. So that's pretty much what I do, a lot of that. And most people, they're on a time crunch, you know. And I think that's the best way to do it. And they just say, can you just give me a tune-up? And I said, okay, well, let's go. And I'll give them a half an hour treatment. And that's pretty much my clients. Now, privately, my clients, it's different. It's $150 an hour. So when I go to someone privately, I pretty much like to purchase their stuff for them, and then the pedicure basin is there. The products are there, and so when I go, I just walk in, I do the service, and then I leave. I don't have to drag a lot of stuff, but I do have a mobile kit, too. So that's pretty
gotcha.
Much the way I work. Yeah. And I like the way I work. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say I like the way I work because it gives me the time to work on my brand as well, on my product.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me a little bit in detail about your foot care treatments and, you know, what you have to offer. I know you're going to be at Fame Expo. So tell me a little bit about that and what you're going to be doing at the Nigel Beauty Emporium booth.
Well, Nigel, I met him last year, and he had a very inspiring story. And I try to connect with inspiring people, mentors. And he really taught me a lot. When I met him, I was introduced to him by James Welty, and who was introduced to him by Tanya Cryer. So his story just rang out to me of entrepreneur, and I decided that when I did put it on the shelf, I was going to go with Nigel to put it on his shelf because he services over 500 movie sets, and he's everywhere, you know, all over the world. So I figured stick with him. He has my back. Being there is great because they give you the facility to have the training and have any kind of little launch parties that I want to have. I'm having one on July 7th at Nigel's from 1 to 5 if you want to come. And it's going to be champagne and some hors d'oeuvres and just fun and talking about the brand and kind of getting a look at Nigel's if you've never been there before. At Fame, that's another fun part because my product is there. They asked me to be in the booth there, and I said, okay. So I'll be over there. I want to talk to them about actually maybe I don't know how it's going to be set up, but I wanted to do a service or something on some people, but I don't know if they allow it. I don't know if they can set it up like that, but hopefully they can. But my product will be there, and I'll be doing jar signing. So when someone purchases, I'll sign, autograph the jar, taking photos, you know, the fun stuff. And then I'll be talking to you all too, right?
Absolutely. And we may be able to see if we're able to get that actual demo during that time possibly.
Well, maybe I'll save it for you. How about that?
Yeah. If you can't do it, we might can see if we can. We'll discuss that.
Yeah, we'll give a pre-pedicure before we get on camera, okay?
Okay.
So we can get to the point.
Okay.
No, but that's pretty much that. Foot Nanny is a brand big. It's a name bigger than I could ever imagine. I mean, it's bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working on a partnership, well, a manufacturing partnership where a company is going to manufacture all the foot cream for me, but they want to work some kind of a licensure deal as well. So I'm open to communication, you know, about different things like that. But we have to keep wellness in mind. So you're going to have – I wrote my notes down here. So the Foot Nanny Foot Cream, it's a combination of soy, cocoa butter, and shea butter. And I decided to work with the compounds so there wouldn't be a really greasy, oily feeling, but a moisturizing feeling. But the compounds, if anyone is familiar with working with a more of a pasty type of a feeling, it can be a little tricky with the brain, but if you put it on your feet at night or put it on a day, it doesn't mess your sheets up. It's not oily, but the compounds are so strong that they really moisturize your feet. They really do. It's heavier than just putting some oil on and an oily surface. A compound can stay on your feet longer, which I like because it'll hold and it'll trap in oil. So if I do a little massage with oil on when I'm doing a pedicure, then I put the foot cream on after, it's really great. But alone, it's even more powerful because I usually do a dry foot buff before I go to bed, or I tell my clients to do a little dry foot buff and then apply the foot cream. The treatment, from that we developed the Foot Nanny 2000 treatment. And from that we developed the open order of Foot Nanny, which is $499 for open order for a salon to purchase. And you get your retail and you get your back bar and you get your product gift. I gave this a lot of thought because I didn't want it to be where a salon signed on to be a foot nanny partnership and they wanted to carry the product and do the service and be listed on the website. And then next thing you know, someone across the street comes over and buys a jar from you and say, we do foot nanny too. No, that's not going to happen. Because when the consumer leaves, you're supposed to leave with a 2-ounce jar of the foot cream.
Right.
The foot cream is included in the price. A 2-ounce jar is included in your service price. So when you get that service, the wellness has got to continue. And that's what Stedman Graham's book taught me, is that brand means guarantee. So whatever your tagline is, you have to guarantee that. You have to continue to guarantee that no matter what thoughts come across you. So from that, the open order, I decided to develop a point system because the technicians are working really hard in salons now. And people overlook us. Nail tech, esthetician, massage therapist, we're all overlooked. And so I had to figure out a way, how do I get to that technician and make her loyal to me and make her want to continue to use my brand and to push my brand with her clients? How do I get the client to contribute into the wellness of the technician? How do I get the salon owner to contribute to the wellness of the technician without even realizing they're doing that? Even, you know what I mean? So, because some people don't really want to give. They own salons, but they don't want to give. So I decided to develop a point system. So every time this technician, you're going to see all this on the new website. Every time this technician does a foot nanny treatment as a, you know, an add-on, every time they do it, they get a certain amount of points. After they reach a certain level of points, they get a vacation. And to me, an all-inclusive vacation is a wellness beyond a pedicure. So I had to figure out, how do I make that technician feel good? How do I make them appreciate what I'm doing here? I'm servicing Oprah Winfrey. She put me out there. I have a brand to represent. I have to take my brand to that same level. How do I do it? And I came up with the fact of giving them a vacation. And when I told some of my friends that are technicians, they were screaming, what? They were like, when is this going to happen, girl? I need a vacation. Because, and it's very easy to achieve because people love getting their foot massaged. They love it. And so why not give you the tools to use and send you on a vacation? So it's going to be fun. I gave y'all that little tidbit. Wasn't going to leak that out. But since y'all sitting there pulling these questions out of me, so
Well, you know what?
The questions.
I want to talk to you a little bit more about that at some point.
The vacation?
You know. No, the whole package, the whole $4.99 deal.
Okay.
You know, off the phone. But line that you have plans on including that you don't already have?
Well, what can I say? Well, I can say that there are more things that need to come with it. But for me to develop a pedicure system, it doesn't seem logical to me because my brand is beyond the pedicure. So I think I want to stay in my zone and be a treatment. I don't see a pedicure line. I don't even see it being necessary. It's so many out there. The market is, like, saturated everywhere. I think the next thing I would – it's not product. I'm not looking at product. The thing that I'm trying to focus on is the technicians and helping them. I have an app that's coming, too. The app is on the last approval stage. And we're trying to launch the app and the website at the same time. I'm a little bit behind schedule, but things happen. The app will also be a big vehicle with the parties because – foot nanny parties are going to be really big. And what I plan doing, and I have five of the technicians already that have already signed on as far as in the preliminary stage, that they will be – there are so many celebrity and master nail technicians out here, and it's like you get to a certain level and then nothing. Okay, we got to this level, now what? So they will also be able to be a part of getting the vacations also, but it will be through spa parties. And my spa parties are different than the average spa party. First of all, the ranges start at $1,000. And with $1,000, it's 6 women that will get this service. Okay, it could be men too. It could be 3 ladies and 3 husbands, you know, 3, but the 6 people. But I think that the focus is better when it's 6. Now, if it's more than 6, then they'll go up at a higher rate. But these girls will be a part of that. So I can't be everywhere. But I've worked with a lot of technicians, and I know a lot of master technicians, nail technicians, that have gotten to a point where they need to do more. So let my brand be the vehicle to find out the level of clientele that they're really looking for and that, you know, they deserve when it comes to these spa parties. And I will send out, these ladies will go out. It's not that they're working for me. People mm-hmm. say, are you an agency? Well, I can grow into that. But for now, I want to be the one to send them to this. The hostess will get the gifts and everything. They go with her for a party. It will come from Foot Nanny, not to the technician. It will go straight to the hostess. And she'll be ready for the party. They'll show up. They bring their team. They're all these girls already own their own businesses. I'm not getting in that. I'm merely a referral to send them there. But I know they can deliver. I know they can. I've worked for many. And not just because I'm in Chicago, everybody be from Chicago. I mean, I'm from Chicago. Everybody won't be from there. They'll be from Chicago, California, Missouri, Nevada, everywhere. I know technicians mm-hmm. all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more focused on how to take the technicians, be it nail techs, estheticians, massage therapists, even hairstylists will be playing a little bit in this game. Can't tell you how yet. But I'm just trying to focus, and makeup artists, y'all people too. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I want to be that voice, that vehicle to bring awareness to our industry and to help bring, because it's so saturated. I'm trying to, like, find a way to separate from all that. You know, it's so much going on. So I'm just trying to be the center. Professional nail
Absolutely.
Polish, you got over-the-counter nail polish, that's a different. They're different. You can't have a regular everyday polish that a consumer would go in and purchase and use it in a salon. They don't work the same.
Mm.
They'll say they work the same. They'll try to price them now like they're the same. They're not the same. If you're a real technician, nail technician, you know it's not the same. It's not the same. And systems work better. You know, when it comes to a system, it's best to work the system. If you're going to use a pedicure, use the whole system. If you're going to use a shampoo, conditioner, use the system. Use the whole thing. It's a reason for the system. So that's all I have to say about that.
Absolutely. Well, our last question tonight, and we'll pick this up in Pasadena, but our last
mm-hmm.
question is, what is beauty to you?
Oh, what's beauty to me? Beauty is something that makes you feel good. I mean, regardless of what it is, as long as it makes you feel good, to me, that's beauty. So when a lady gets a manicure and they feel so good when they get that manicure, when they get that shampoo, not just because it's a blow-dry and the cut. The shampoo is just as important as the blow-dry and the cut. So as long as you feel good about your choices of makeup, hair, when you're bubble bath at home, whatever, the moisturizer you use, beauty to me makes you feel good.
All right.
That's my
the glorious shout-out really quickly. Shout-out really quickly your website, your how we can find you on social media.
Well, website is footnanny.com, and the new one should be up in the next couple of weeks. They're waiting on me to finish up some things. The app will be, of course, Foot Nanny when that comes out. The social media-wise, I'm Foot Nanny everywhere. Foot Nanny on Twitter, Foot Nanny on Instagram, FootNanny.com on, believe it or not, Facebook. I put it like that. I guess someone heard me say the name and somebody tried to grab the name and hold my name. How are you going to get my name? Okay. I haven't figured out who it was yet, but they better let it go. So I'm footnanny.com on Facebook. That's why I'm everywhere.
All right. Not hard to find. Yes. If they remember Foot Nanny, they can find you.
Woo-woo! Yes. TMZ found me. We'll talk about that
Okay.
For a whole nother story, I think I needed two drinks after that one, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. I have
all
fun.
Right.
I have fun. This was fun.
Well, I'm glad you could come. Again, we'll pick it up at Fame Expo. Thank you so much again for joining us. Any last words from you, Gloria?
No, I wish you ladies success on your future with your beauty show and your beauty direction. I really want to get to know you two. I know you're very popular, but I haven't really got to know you. So I hope at Fame we can get to sit down and maybe go get something to eat afterwards and really get to know each other.
Absolutely.
Because you seem fun. I wish I had a twin sister. I'm a Gemini. I need two people. But I wish I had a twin sister. So maybe, you know, you could be my fairy god twin sisters. Okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
We would love that.
Who's that? Denise, she's laughing like crazy over there.
Yes.
Fairy God. Okay. Bye, ladies. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful night.
Happy Sunday. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good Monday. Bye-bye.
Thank you guys for tuning in tonight and enjoying listening in on the conversation. We really do appreciate it. Any last words, Denise?
Yeah, just wanted to shout out our social media pages for you all to follow. First, let's go with Beauty Talk. On Instagram, we're beauty_talk_media. On Twitter, we're beauty_talk. On Facebook, we're Beauty Talk Online Radio. And on BBM, if you download BBM at bbm.com and follow the channels, we are pin number C as in cat, 002, E as in Edward, B as in boy, 072. Again, it's C002EB072, and we'll make sure we put that out on our Twitter page. It should be in our actual Twitter bio as well. For Illusions Cosmetics, again, at Fame Expo, we're going to be at booth number 424 and 426, so come check us out. We will be across from the Pro Lounge, as well as I think we're going to be not very far from the main stage, and we should be somewhere close to, I think, across the way from Friends Beauty Supply. Illusions Cosmetics on BBM, we're pin number C003BCF50. Again, it's C003BCF50. On Twitter, we're at Illusions Beauty. On Instagram, we're at Illusions_Cosmetics. And on Facebook, we're Illusions Cosmetics. And if you can't figure out any of that, just do a Google search and you will find us.
All right. And just a quick note, illusionsbeauty.com is under construction. So for those of you who may have, our new landing page will be up that will direct you to what you can do. But Illusions Beauty is under construction, and we'll be back up shortly. So,
one other thing that I did, that I did want to mention, if you listen to tonight's show, and you downloaded, and you'd go out and download BBM at bbm.com on your Android, iPhone, or for those of us who still use BlackBerry, download at bbm.com, download BBM, and follow us on Illusions Cosmetics. You will, and even if you followed us on Beauty Talk, one of our channels, then you will win one of our new eyeshadow palettes that's coming out at the end of June. So, again, if you go ahead and follow us on BBM and follow the Illusions Cosmetics page or the Beauty Talk page, then you will win a eyeshadow palette that will be due out towards the end of this month. So the first three people to follow us on BBM. We'll win an eyeshadow palette.
All right. Sounds good. Well, again, thank you guys for listening and tuning in. We thank Gloria Williams, who's known as the Foot Nanny, for joining us as well. For those of you who are going to Fame Expo, we will continue to Gloria on Sunday, and I think it's 2:30 p.m. And, again, join us next Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time. We will be speaking with Cheryl from Fame Expo, and we'll also be giving you some detailed information about the Famous Nails Nail Competition. So, again, until next week, have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.